meme coins has been a surprising twist for many long-term crypto investors, with many expecting the trend to die down along with the memes that inspired them. However, a decade after the first ever meme coin, Dogecoin, was created, the category of cryptocurrencies continues to flourish. I'm Christy Yai, and today we're diving deep into the world of meme coins, from their meteoric rise to the controversy surrounding their legitimacy. The meme coin market cap stands at around $60 billion out of the total crypto market cap of $2.5 trillion, which is a significant amount. A meme coin is a term to refer to a cryptocurrency class that is based on internet memes. Most are supported by followers and are generally intended to be lighthearted and fun. While they are entertaining to some, they're highly risky investments, and many hold little or even no intrinsic value. Some famous ones, of course, include Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, Bonk, Pepe, Sponge Floki, Baby Doge, Dog with Hat, etc. But while you may have heard of those famous ones, there are more than 1,300 other meme coins you probably have never heard of. Most of these coins are not actively traded and are effectively worthless, despite having once raised several million dollars at the time of the project launch. Some in media characterize meme coins as an elaborate pump and dump scheme, when in reality, meme coins often start off as a joke that quickly spirals into a snowball effect as users and followers jump on board. The main reason why meme coins have gained popularity is due to their humorous streak related to internet memes. These meme coins are designed to go viral and are often heavily promoted on social media platforms, creating hype around a new project. Once it gets popular and spikes in value, retail investors then jump on board and further boost the coin. Additionally, meme coins are community-driven and gain popularity overnight due to online community endorsements and FOMO. Meme coins frequently create a sense of urgency and excitement, causing FOMO about missing out on profits. People are compelled to invest because they're afraid of being left out or they want to be in on the joke. Meme coins can also be linked to social proof or people being influenced by the actions of others, as well as a sense of community which fosters a supportive environment for many investors. And one of the main drivers of a meme coin is internet culture. Platforms like Reddit, Discord, Twitter, and TikTok serve as catalysts for their vital marketing campaigns and allow memes to connect with a range of diverse users. Humor can also foster innovation and novelty in the crypto space, while also reducing the risk and seriousness of investing in an asset class as volatile and speculative as meme cryptos. Viral marketing and emotional connections associated with meme coins can also influence investor behavior. So, by creating legitimate projects with benchmarks, goals, marketing, and doing more work, meme coins are actually putting themselves in the crosshairs of the SEC. Thus, it is sometimes better to remain just an internet joke. And now today we welcome Hans G. Despond, professor of economics at Nichols College. Now, professor, what is the purpose behind meme coins and why do people choose to invest in them?
Well, it's a very interesting question. I'll start out with saying that they can be very volatile and risky. Having said that, as a college professor, I deal with a lot of young people, obviously, on a regular basis. And for many years, students have been telling me, you know, to invest in crypto, which I have not, because I don't trust it. Had I done that several years ago, I would have made a fortune. Or, you know, the meme coins now also, there's hundreds of them now, but the ones that have done very well, you can do very, very well on. So people are investing in these things, I think, primarily because of the price of these online. You can resell and make money. I think it's that simple. Now, the question is whether or not there's some value behind the price of them going up. You're younger than me, but quite some time ago, there was what was called a Beanie Baby, which was a little stuffed animal. There was no extra value except for they were made scarce by the company that produced these Beanie Babies. And you could literally purchase them, the price would go up, and you could treat it as an investment. Now, at some point in time, if I have the dates right, I think 1990s, if I'm not, where they kind of fell on a fad, people must have had atticfuls of Beanie Babies that are now worth 75 cents rather than, you know, quite literally thousands of dollars in some instances. So these meme coins are a little bit like that. The value keeps going up until they don't. The difference between them and Beanie Babies is the potential that they could turn into a currency. And understanding what money is and what a currency is gives them their potential. Now, how optimistic anybody is that they'll turn into that is a different question.
What is the audience that meme coins typically target?
I think the primary demographic would be young to middle-aged males is what I think is kind of the primary audience that you're trying to target. So, you know, a lot of the hype of them comes from social media and celebrities. So, you know, it's typically the folks that will, you know, like Elon Musk or something like this, will be people that are following Elon Musk. So if, you know, that demographic following Elon Musk, obviously it crosses gender, it crosses race, but primarily probably that demographic from, you know, 18 to 45-year-old males is what I would say is the main target. But they want to generalize it, I think. The creators of these meme coins and crypto, you know, don't want to reduce it to that. But because the meme coin is more of a fad phenomenon at the moment, Dogecoin, the largest market cap and the first one created, started as a joke, you know, which is a very curious thing, and then it took off. And so what these creators of these meme coins are trying to do is create that next phenomenon, you know. And they have primarily done it with, you know, the little stamp they put on it. And that becomes very, very curious, because if we start thinking about what money is in the very inception of crypto, Bitcoin itself. But money is, you know, any money 101 class, oh, I guess there's probably no such thing, but even in a Econ 101 or a money and banking higher level course, when you go over what money is, you start with the functions of money. And there's four functions. They're a measure of value, medium of exchange. So the medium of exchange just means that it allows things to be exchanged one thing for another, overcoming the double coincidence of wants of somebody having a chicken and somebody else wanting, you know, whatever particular, you know, a book. And then as a measure of value, your monetary unit, you want to be able to compare all commodities and goods in terms of that unit. So again, currency does that in a remarkably nice way. I say, well, what's the comparison of a book and a chicken? Just tell me what the price is, and you've got that measure of value. And then there's two derivative functions of money that become extremely important, and this is primarily what's driving the meme right now. One of them, that is, which is a store of value. So as a store of value, that money needs, you need to be able to keep it, and hopefully the value will go up or at least not go down very, very quickly. So this is why we don't like inflation, because that makes the value of the money go down. So it's got to function as a store of value. Meme money is functioning that way because the price of it keeps going up in this remarkably wonderful way. So it's the store of value that's primarily motivating it. And then deferred payment, which turns it into to credit. So that's one thing to keep in mind as we start talking about the potential. The other thing that I like to emphasize is that money emerges because of a social distrust. And this is really important, especially when it comes to crypto and meme coins, because The anthropology economists got this wrong. They thought, oh, markets extended and then money use extended. Now, actually, money has always existed in very, very sophisticated ways. Most economies throughout human history have monetary systems, but they're monetary systems of mind and ethics. So if we say, you know, I'll trade you for this, you hand that over and you just keep in mind, I gave you a chicken. And then when I come to you and I say I would like something, you keep in mind that chicken. Okay, so a currency will quantify that. But if we have trust, like today, with families or neighbors or something like that, you can just keep that monetary system in your mind, and that accounting system is there. It's a sophisticated version of money, although we call it, you know, antiquated or old. It actually is a very important version. Now, so where do you see currency? If that's the primary way throughout human history that people have traded things through kind of a cognitive monetary process, where we find money, now it's everywhere, but the vast majority of people would have never, you know, seen a coin, let alone employed the use of money. We see them at ports. In early history, you know, from 200 AD till about 1500 AD, the primary place would be ports. The reason why you need money is because not only do you're dealing with a stranger, and you may not see the stranger for a very long time, you may never see them again. So now you need something that you can exchange that has a store of value. And then this is where you see the gold coins begin to emerge as a phenomenon to be traded and so on and so forth. When you're given a coin, you want to know that its value, that is say its weight, is real. And so if it had the stamp of the king on it or the emperor or whatever the case may be, you have more faith in that coin. And especially if it's not gold, right? If it's not a metallic, you know, it's just, you know, something. As long as you have the stamp of the king, you know the value of that thing is more stable. Okay, so that stamp means something. And as we've already said, you know, the memes emerge as kind of a joke, but at the same time, it's the stamp that these meme creators are hoping will create that fad.
Thank you so much, Professor Hans, but please stick around. Professor Hans will be right with us here after the break. And when we come back, meme coins' appeal extend beyond just to young hipster investors. We'll explain everything, so don't go away.
What is Bharat? Is it a travel ad? Is it a Bollywood poster? Is it the deepest yoga center in the world? Or is it something deeper, more complex, multifaceted? Let's talk without cliches. Let's talk Bharat.
In the late 1890s, French soldiers led by General Paul Voulet arrived in Niger with the goal of expanding French control in West Africa to the territory of modern Chad.
Donc voilà notre itinéraire, commence à Niamey ici la capitale. Nous suivrons les traces de Voulet en direction de l'est vers le lac Tchad.
There, Voulet unleashed one of the most horrific campaigns of atrocities to have ever taken place in the history of the continent.
La ville de Gungu ressemble à un champ de ruines. L'odeur des plantes parfumées du Dalol est remplacée par l'odeur du sang des populations massacrées.
Multiple villages were devastated and numerous members of resistance groups were beheaded.
Comment peut-on pardonner cela? Comment la France veut-elle que nous pardonnons, nous oublions cela? Nous ne pouvons pas l'oublier.
A young investigator, in search of his own identity, embarks on a journey through Africa. He traces General Voulet's blood-drenched route in an effort to establish how Europe's legacy still echoes throughout the continent.
So my name is Femi, and I come from England, and I've come really to find out more about the mission of Voulet and the history of colonialism in the region.
coins, with their catchy branding and meme-inspired themes, tap into the cultural zeitgeist and appeal to a younger demographic of investors. However, their appeal extends beyond mere entertainment. They offer a gateway to the world of cryptocurrency for many newcomers, driving adoption and market growth. Meme coins started after meme stocks like GameStop took off and the community saw their prices pumped by as much as 100-fold in a few months. Retail investors caught FOMO and started buying meme coins in the hopes of becoming overnight millionaires, sparking the meme coin revolution. Retail investors, especially the younger ones, find meme coins attractive because they typically only cost a few cents or even a fraction of a cent. Thus, you don't need to invest much and everyone can participate in the hopes that it will rally thousands of percentages and gain a significant profit. While Bitcoin and ETH have economic use cases, meme coins do not possess any real economic use other than trading, which is largely determined by how viral they've gone. When Elon Musk and Mark Cuban promoted Dogecoin, its value skyrocketed. But once the hype died down, it fell just as quickly. So now, there are a slew of meme coins coming out that have some sort of value. One example is Pawtherium, which uses a small tax on each transaction to help animal charities. Floki Inu is another one that provides a metaverse game, an NFT marketplace, and a crypto education platform. But the ironic thing is that meme coins going legit is actually the worst thing for meme coins. Today, there is not only Elon Musk, but real institutions like Avalanche Foundation and Franklin Templeton willing to say that meme coins are a legitimate use of blockchain technology. Meme coin projects traditionally have no underlying value and were cheap to create and spin up. But today, creators are investing time and money into making their projects stand out, building an entire ecosystem, decentralized swap, and even NFTs to go with their meme coin. But now, by advertising these projects, it makes it more likely for a court to find the investment to be a security, because marketing is a factor in the application of the Howey test. Many of these meme coins are also led by a team rather than being community-driven, which would also classify it as a security, where a team is actively working to increase its value. Meme coins operate in a largely unregulated space, raising concerns about investor protection, market manipulation, and financial stability. Regulatory agencies worldwide are grappling with how to address the risks posed by meme coins, including fraudulent schemes, pump and dump schemes, and the lack of transparency in project governance. So, by creating legitimate projects with benchmarks, goals, marketing, and doing more work, meme coins are actually putting themselves in the crosshairs of the SEC. Thus, it's sometimes better to just remain an internet joke. So, for this and more, let's bring in again Professor Hans Dispan. Now, Professor, what are the long-term goals or aspirations of meme coin projects, and how do they aim to sustain their relevance and appeal in the crypto ecosystem?
Well, I think the most meme coins and even the cryptos, I've given up on the cryptos of really, trying to figure this out. I'm not sure why they abandoned it, because these were real anti-monetary authority zealots. And I would have thought they would stay committed, but I'm not exactly sure why they've kind of abandoned that. It seems to me, maybe they haven't, and I'd be happy for somebody to send me an email and explain that they haven't. You know, that I would stand corrected. But it hasn't manifest yet, and so that technology is there. What we need to also be aware of are states are on top of this, central banks are on top of this. They want to tap into this technology, and they also want to control this technology, because once again, it's hard to keep financiers very, very rich if they lose control of the monetary unit.
And how do investors perceive meme coins in terms of risk and reward compared to, say, more established cryptos like Bitcoin or Ethereum?
The people that are into the meme coins and in trading the NFTs, you know, when the NFTs emerged up, I could not process why you would buy this picture. And I remember this young man, his name's Dan. I won't share any more of his name. I don't think he would mind at all. But boy, he got so angry at me because And we laughed about it, you know, later, but he was angry because he didn't think that I could understand. These are scarce. There's only 1,000 of them that exist in the entire world, but I can recreate it on my computer today, but it doesn't have the stamp. It doesn't have the special code, you know? And so he's absolutely convinced that this, you know, literally it was a picture of a dog, you know, this cartoon drawing. There's only 1,000 of them, and you know, he didn't spend very much on it, but he thought he was going to be a millionaire because this thing would keep selling like Beanie Babies. So I think that most of the buyers are not sophisticated with what's going to give this thing value and make them a lot of money. They're just hoping that theirs turns into a fad. That, you know, now at the same time, there's so much garbage on the internet of why this meme or that meme is going to replace the American dollar. You know, so you can find confirming, you know, statements by random people on the internet of whatever meme you're interested in, confirming it's going to be, you know, successful. And that encourages these young people to, you know, to buy into it.
And now, what impact do meme coins have on the broader cryptocurrency ecosystem, including market sentiment, investor behavior, and regulatory scrutiny?
Yeah, they're still, Dogecoin is still, the market cap is still significantly below the leading, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8. I mean, it's a big drop off. But I do, and I'm, you know, I should be more careful in predicting these things, but I do think a meme coin is going to surpass the market valuation of the cryptos. I think the cryptos let the ship sail by just allowing it to sort of turn into a Beanie Baby phenomenon where the price of the thing just keeps going up, and they haven't turned it into something that you actually use to purchase goods. You've got to turn it into something that purchases ordinary retail goods by the ordinary American, and then you're going to be on to something.
Are meme coins seen as a positive or negative force within the cryptocurrency community, and do they contribute to innovation and growth, or do they actually pose a risk?
Well, it's the established cryptos, right, see it as a parasite. The creators of memes, I think, see it as a way to attack the power of the cryptos themselves and their own shortcomings. And I agree with the meme coin contingent. I think the potential is there. And you could create it. The only difference is how you're using that social media and your little gimmicks, you know, to sell it. That's really the difference between these things. Otherwise, you're just using the technology, the blockchains that are behind it, you know. So, definitely, just as they're, you know, as capitalism emerges with the bourgeoisie, right? The new rich, that's all that that French term means. And the feudal rich, right? They're just rich people. They're both just rich people. But they make a clear, absolutely unambiguous distinction between the new rich and the old rich, in the 16th, 17th century. And I think the meme coins and the crypto are something like that. And much like the bourgeoisie won out over the feudal, I think the meme coin, somebody is going to create a fad that is going to be used as a real currency. That's what I would predict.
Thank you so much, Professor, for all your time today. For every trade, there's a winner and there's a loser. The online forums are filled with people who have made millions on meme coins and others who've lost everything when the price plummeted and they were left holding the bag. Many investors are posting that they are so bothered by these meme coins as people earn 100 times more than other well-researched projects and coins. This year alone, Dog with Hat is the big standout, where in January the coin was worth a mere 10 cents. To today, it is trading at around $3. That is a 30 times return, where if you put in $5,000 in January, in less than half a year, you would have $150,000. The returns are astounding, but so are the losses. Pepe was one of the worst boom bust coins, where at the highs, it was worth 0.0001 cents. And today, it is worth about 0.000007 cents, which means that your $5,000 would be worth merely $350 today. I'm Christy Yai. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for watching The Cost of Everything.